From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Louisiana Governor Bobby Jindal says there's no mistaking the damage the BP Gulf oil spill is doing to his state's fragile coast ecosystems.
The biologist predicted that within 5 to 7 days you'd see discoloration. Well, we're seeing it. And we literally went into the cane, went into the marsh and on airboats, and you could see the heavy, thick oil still there. This is an area that should have been teeming with life. It was literally still.
Soon after the BP well ruptured, the company's chief executive predicted the environmental effect would be minimal. That was weeks ago. BP says the latest attempt to plug the leak is going as planned, but Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports officials caution that pumping heavy mud into a broken pipeline system has never been done before a mile underwater. And whether it works will not be known until later today at the earliest.
BP executive Doug Suttle says it could be a day or so before it's clear that the process called a top kill plugs the leak.
We're taking great care to make sure that we actually complete this job successfully, and we will not be rushed by that. It's too early to know if it's going to be successful.
He says diagnostic readings of pressure levels taken at the well are being carefully monitored. Underwater video is showing mud flowing out of the broken pipe, but Suttle says that's to be expected. And so far, it appears the heavy compound being forced into two pipelines has not blasted any new holes. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
President Obama is set to talk about an oil drilling safety review he has ordered, and officials say today he will announce new standards to strengthen oversight of the oil industry and increase drilling safety. The administration is extending a moratorium on drilling of new deepwater wells. NPR's David Wellner reports key votes in Congress today could help to fulfill a campaign promise by the president to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. That's the policy that bans gay people from serving openly in the armed forces.
President Obama's failure so far to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been a sore spot with gay rights groups that backed his election. But that's not the only reason why congressional Democrats are holding votes today in the House and the Senate Armed Services Committee on repealing that policy. Fearing their numbers may shrink after the November midterm elections, those Democrats say they can't wait until the Pentagon completes a study due at the end of the year on the impact of such a repeal. Defense Secretary Robert Gates and Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Admiral Michael Mullen also support repeal, but only after the issue's been studied. So in a compromise, pro-repeal Democrats have agreed to make it contingent on that study's completion and certification by Gates, Mullen, and President Obama that repeal won't affect military readiness. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Stock prices are up in Europe and Asia on some new confidence about the world's economy. This is NPR News. At least half a dozen explosions have shaken Baghdad and western Iraq today. Officials say at least 20 civilians are wounded, including two children. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports violence has marked the long delay in forming a new Iraqi government.
Security officials said bombs exploded near two homes east of Ramadi in western Anbar province. Both homes belong to Iraqis fighting against insurgents. One was a Sunni Awakening member and the other a member of the Iraqi security forces. The bombs wounded two women and two children. Baghdad residents awoke to a series of roadside bomb explosions in the northern, central, and western parts of the city. All the explosions wounded civilians, according to Iraq's Interior Ministry. Frustration is mounting among Iraqis as their political leaders conduct backroom talks over forming a new government nearly 3 months after parliamentary elections. Officials say a final resolution is likely several more weeks away. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.
Art Linkletter has died at age 97. The genial but mischievous TV personality said he most enjoyed interviewing older women and children because they told the truth without fear or favor.
Oh, what a cute little girl you are. What do you like to do best?
Play in the mud.
Play in the mud. And you're wearing this pretty pink dress. What do you do when you play in the mud?
I make some pie plates.
Do you make mud pies? What flavor mud pie do you like to make best?
Cherry.
Cherry mud pies.
That's Art Linkletter on one of his TV shows. He hosted People Are Funny and House Party in the 1950s and 1960s. He died at home in Los Angeles. No specific named cause other than old age. This is NPR News.